Track 7. Mary now describes what is happening horticultural-wise in the borough this year. Mary.
Bringing people and parks together. Remember World War I commemorations. To commemorate the centenary of the First World War, a number of horticultural projects and community events will be organised this season. The Holy Trinity Church in Fareham Town Centre is being re-landscaped with the addition of trees, red flower carpet rose beds, seating and a small meadow area, making for a fitting remembrance in a peaceful location. The works started last November and will be completed by July this year. Meadows. Wildflower meadows have become a national phenomenon in recent years, capturing the hearts of people with their natural stunning beauty and the wildlife benefits that come with them. The largest, sown in Fareham last season, was at Lyndon Lee in Porchester, where it attracted much media attention and was loved by the local community, creating a stunning summer display. To commemorate those lost in the First World War, the project is being extended this year. More meadows will be planted, including at the QE2 recreation grounds at Bath Lane, Wicker, Allotment Road and Seafield Park, along with parks and highway locations. This year, both annual and perennial mixes will be trialled from native and European species in a host of different colour combinations, with a special poppy and red-themed mix sown at the Holy Trinity Church open space. Meadow-style planting can be a challenge with soil types, location and the weather affecting their success. To get our communities sowing in their own gardens, a free workshop will be held at the Holy Trinity Church open space at 1:30 p.m. on Thursday the 10th of April, when a horticulturalist will be on hand to talk about the subject and free seeds will be available. Flanders poppies. The Flanders poppy is a symbol of remembrance, and our residents can take part in their own personal commemoration as we have arranged for individual seed cards, each with its own small pack of poppy seeds, to be provided free at various locations within the borough. The seed cards, titled Remember, will be available from March. You'll be able to get yours at parks events, in garden centres, community centres, from the civic offices and Fareham Tourist Information Centre, or on request. For more information on Remembrance Seeds, Fareham in Bloom, Horticultural and Parks events, please contact Matt Wakefield, Horticultural Development Officer, telephone 01329 8245 43. Carry on gardening. Community participation is at the heart of the Fareham in Bloom campaign, which some 19 years on goes from strength to strength. An ever-increasing number of residents, local community groups and businesses are now taking part. Some of our participants have been supporting us since we began in 1996, and over the years we have been privileged to see some spectacular examples of horticultural excellence, which add to the beauty of the borough. We are particularly looking to encourage more business entries for 2014, and will be holding a workshop at St Margaret's Nursery's Titchfield from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the 17th of May, when there will be demonstrations, help and advice. The first 120 to attend will receive a free fuchsia plant, a 20% discount and refreshments. The competition is open to all residents, schools and businesses within the borough, with the entries judged during the second 2 weeks of July. The awards are based on individual merit from bronze and silver to silver gilt and gold, with a presentation evening to be held in September at Fernham Hall. Each year we have a colour theme. For 2014 this will be Colour in Contrast. You will see this reflected in this season's floral displays, planters and baskets, in a palette of red and maroon shades and a little blue all set against white, silver and lime green. For an application form, you can contact Fareham Borough Council, Parks and Open Spaces, Free Post, Fareham P016 7BR, no later than Saturday the 14th of June.